You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we were just talking about in the previous hour how some of you who suffer from GERD and gastroesophageal reflux disease, that acid that comes up from the stomach into the esophagus, and many of us suffer from it, and we're popping the Tums and the Rolaids and the Pepcid and the Zantac, and then, you know, the PPIs, the Nexium and the Prilosec and the Prevacid, etc. They have found that if they electrically stimulate that sphincter down there, the lower esophageal sphincter, no, you get to keep your pants on. This is the sphincter that connects the esophagus to the stomach. They have been able to provide symptom relief for patients that have GERD. Now, some of you are like, are you kidding me, really? I'm going to let you put probes in me and electrically stimulate an esophagus. Just let me pop the pills. Well, remember, we're having a little problem with the pills. Okay, one is we're having less coverage by insurance. Many of you swear by one brand. And when insurance tells us that we need to switch it to generic or something else, it doesn't seem to work as well. And I believe you. Even though these medicines are extremely similar, I really believe you that there's only one brand that appears to work better for you than the others. So we're already having that issue. Number two is these medications long-term have been linked to bone loss. Maybe it's because you're not absorbing your calcium as well. We don't know why. So you popping and acids, or PPIs, and now the antacids in terms of Tums or Rolaids, you know, popping calcium carbonate, that could also put you at risk for calcium kidney stones, you know, a variety of different things. So, no, it's not ideal. So if they could come up with something else. Now, true, there is a surgery. There is a surgery where basically you, kind of wrap the stomach, the top part of the stomach around the end of the esophagus to tighten it. I mean, it works. It's just that's pretty involved. I think it's kind of cool that they may have a new therapy. This way you don't have to have an invasive stomach surgery. You don't have to be on a lifelong regimen of acid suppression drugs that after a while, by the way, I'm noticing many of you will claim it doesn't seem to work as well. It's almost like you get used to it. It's almost like you get dependent on it. I don't know. Tolerant. So our reflux issues are not going away. Now, I didn't have reflux until I was doing a pretty, I should say, advanced abdominal workout. I used to do crunches and abs as the day is long. I had great abs. After a couple pregnancies, I wanted to still get my abs tight. And in the middle of one of my workouts, I felt a huge pop. And we believe I caused myself to have a hiatal hernia. Since then, the reflex is something I have never felt or ever imagined. Gosh, that stinks. For those of you having reflux, that is horrible. And we've talked about what to do, you know, to decrease acid and foods to avoid, like your fatty foods, your spicy foods, your caffeinated foods. Unfortunately, if you want to have any fun at all, you basically can't. No alcohol, no chocolate, no caffeine, nothing for acid reflux. And it could be extremely debilitating. And what's even more debilitating about acid reflux is it could turn to cancer. It could turn your esophageal lining into cancer. We don't like to mess around and blow this off. I know many of you make fun of the pop, fizz, you know, commercials and, you know, Alka-Seltzer and things like that, you know, Pepto. But honestly, you need to treat your GERD. So as far as I'm concerned, if they do have this, that is possibly coming around the bend. I am extremely excited about that. So we will keep you posted. Now, there was also something kind of tummy related I want to find. I apologize. I'm looking for that now. Don't move. Oh, I hate my computer. All right. Guys, we're looking at a hourglass. Sorry, people. We're just, yeah, I love the hourglass. Okay, here we go. Some of you have been asking me about green tea. And does it really lower cancer? Cancer risk, especially esophageal, colon, stomach. Now, what was very interesting is when I was in medical school, we were talking about the Asian population and how they're at higher risk for esophageal cancer and gastric cancer. We were taught it was because of the tea. Well, now we have another study coming out saying green tea lowers cancer risk. And they looked at 69,000 Chinese women, followed them for a decade, who drank green tea at least three times a week, and they said they were 14% less likely to have bowel cancer, like colon, stomach, esophageal cancer. So this isn't the first time, and I don't think it's going to be the last time, where we hear that green tea can help lower cancer risk. Now, is it something in the tea, or is it many tea drinkers aren't drinking the soda pop, they aren't drinking alcohol, they aren't drinking coffee, you know, with milk and cream and sugar and frappuccinos? Is it more of a coincidental type of issue, or is it that there's really something in green tea? Now, like I said, this isn't the first study. So that's going to be something that we're kind of look at. I really don't drink that much tea. You know, I know it has something called, it has some like antioxidants. I guess there's an EGCG compound that they believe may actually prevent cell wall damage. And cell wall damage could lead some of these cells to be more vulnerable to cancerous changes if they decide to go AWOL. But again, I still don't know what the link is. But, you know, these causal relationships that we see, they don't hurt. Now, again, these ladies drank the tea three times a week, so it's not like they have to drink it, you know, 17 times a day. But I'm still a little confused why medical school, we talked about, why tea in our Asians had put them at risk for cancer. So I don't want you to go and start drinking tea just because of this. But it's another study. Kind of interesting. Now, be careful. I see these green tea types of drinks in these soda bottles at the grocery store. Be careful you aren't taking in sugar, okay? Because, you know, I know sometimes to make green tea taste good, you really got to add a lot of, you know, stuff to it, if I could use the word stuff. Y'all know what I'm thinking. So just kind of, you know, look into that. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. Call in anytime with your medical questions, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, we got many of your emails I'll try to get through at drdahlia.com. Many of you send us your questions through email at our website at drdahlia.com. Don't go away. We're going to be right back, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with the Sun Oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I thank you all for tuning in. I know you guys have plenty of choices out there, and the fact that you listen to my show, I really appreciate it. Call in anytime at 1-877-DOC-DALI, or of course, email us your questions. And like I said, I promise I'll get to some of them today at drdahlia.com. I guess Donald Trump's big announcement that he had was in terms of the election and Obama. Again, he's such a publicity hound. He had asked Obama for his passport applications and his college applications. And if so, and he receives them by 5 p.m. October 31st, he will in turn donate $5 million to a charity of Obama's choice. So that was the big news that Donald Trump had. All right, give me your passport and college application applications, you know, so you could verify that he's a citizen. And I will in turn give $5 million to a charity of your choice. Honestly, I think at this point this is kind of ridiculous. We were discussing this in the first hour. And for really, Obama was born in Kenya. And, you know, he had a bio done on him, which obviously was either written by him or proofread by him, explaining he had been born in Kenya years ago. This is a subject that doesn't go away. I almost wish, you know, he doesn't get elected and this issue goes away, because if we really did have a president that wasn't a citizen and we let this happen, that would be extremely embarrassing. I don't even want something like that publicized. But I can understand why if Obama wins, there is going to be a lot more scrutiny as to his citizenship. It's not going to go away, this whole birther concept. Everybody thinks birthers are kind of crazy. It's because Trump seems to be a figurehead of the birther movement. And Trump, of course, is a media hound. You know, this election offers a lot of publicity, a lot of ways to make money, right, get attraction. He's capitalizing on it. That's just what he does. He capitalizes on publicity. He capitalizes on elections, and that's what he's doing. And, unfortunately, can make the GOPs look a little kooky. However, do I think the idea that, Obama wasn't born in Kenya should be completely thrown out? No, I'm still confused, like we talked about. You know, how do you let somebody write a bio about you, or how do you submit a bio with a mistake that huge? Being born in Kenya. I mean, any time a bio has been written on me or somebody's introduced me, they always make sure it's proofread by me and that there's accuracy. And something such as you being born not in this country is a real huge mistake, huge error, and I don't think falls under typo. So, you know, is this an issue that, is all fabricated, or could there be something to it? Just a lot doesn't jive, so I'm still not sure what's going on with that. But in terms of Trump making his big announcement and, you know, getting another 5 minutes of publicity, I think it's a little ridiculous. I really doubt Obama is going to just hand over college application. I don't even think I have my college applications, to be honest. I don't think I even have it. When I applied, I mean, because Obama's older than I am. When I applied to UNLV, that was 1989. I wouldn't even have it. But yeah, I'm still kind of confused why you would allow a bio to have a completely different country as your place of birth. Doesn't make any sense to me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I guess Gloria Allred wants to drop her bombshell. I think she wants to reopen some sworn testimony that Mitt Romney gave decades ago, I believe in a divorce trial. I don't know much about that. And again, I really don't think we should be giving airtime to this sensationalistic stuff. But it's stories you're going to be seeing this week. As we get more information, I'll, you know, feed it to you. Of course, though, the big story of the week was Indiana Senate candidate Richard Murdoch's remarks on rape and saying, quote unquote, it is something that God intended. And I spent a significant amount of time on the first hour on how the Republicans are really going about this all wrong, answering questions as to their religious beliefs. Okay, we're not stupid. We know people that are opposed to abortion, looking at it as a life, and people that believe in God, may also be of the same thinking that God has control over everything. So when something good happens, God has control over it. When something bad happens, God has control over it, right? Which is why I always, you know, I had issues when I was teaching Sunday school, when these kids would ask me, you know, Dahlia, why? I taught Sunday school for a while. Yeah, I had to be careful not to cuss. I did accidentally swear when something happened to the paper mache blender. It turned out bad, but that's okay. I never got fired. Just you're not allowed to cuss as a Sunday school teacher. But, you know, they would say, I don't understand. Why would God let the Holocaust happen? Why would God allow somebody to die? So you either think that God has total control over everything and there's a reason for everything, or you think God is the one that put the world into motion and bad things will happen in this world that he created. All right. So there's a variety of different types of ways you could look at things. The big mistake I'm seeing Republicans make, and Ryan did the same thing, is he's allowing the Democrats to trap them in this idea of religion and political policy, how it's going to be tied together. I think any candidate, Democrat or Republican, when you're asked what your convictions are or your belief system is, you say, I don't have a statement on what I believe religiously or personally, because that has no bearing on my political platform. And if you have a political platform that has to do with abortion, then it should be a platform that is a political platform. For example, if, let's say, Indiana Senate candidate Richard Murdoch is against abortion because he doesn't think we should force our tax-paying citizens to pay for an abortion against their beliefs or for their beliefs, then that should be your platform. And don't fall into the trap of somebody asking you what your personal beliefs are. Well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, what do you think about trees? Do you think when you say bless you, it's to keep the spirits out of the trees? I don't know why I say bless you when somebody sneezes. That's not a part of my political platform. Can we please get back to the political issues? Okay? I mean, many of us have beliefs. Many of us have superstitions. Many of us have creeds we live by. That doesn't mean that should be discussed in a political debate. We don't know what Obama is thinking religiously. We have no idea if he thinks some people are destined to hell and some people aren't. We don't know if he believes in a heaven or hell. He could be an atheist for all we know. We don't know because nobody is asking him to talk about his personal religious convictions, and I gotta be honest, I'm pretty happy I'm not listening to that. Same thing. These GOP candidates need to stop answering questions about their religious beliefs because it's gonna be used against them in terms of sound bites. Remember, there is no freedom of speech. You can't be pro-life or pro-choice or Jewish or Catholic or Muslim or Buddhist or Christian without somebody trying to extrapolate what you said in the political arena and say you're going to use that for policy once elected. No, people have had religious convictions since George Washington times. It's the trap that these Republicans are falling into where they're allowing the media to extrapolate whatever their religious convictions are to go towards policy. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of Democrats who think that the fertilized egg is a life. They do. All right. But they're just not going to talk about it. It's not going to be an issue because it's not going to be a part of their policy. You have a lot of Democrats that are Catholics, even Joe Biden. So even Joe Biden agreed he was Catholic, and he understood the Catholic Church's position on that. But then what he did, which is exactly what the media wanted to hear, he said, I'm not going to press what I believe on the American public. Well, Paul Ryan wasn't planning on doing that either. I mean, he can't overturn Roe versus Wade. But if Paul Ryan feels in the vice presidential office that he can allow some sort of a political process to not allow taxpaying dollars to go to abortion, then that should be what he talks about. What is the political issue? If you really ask, what are the politics behind abortion? It's not if it's right or wrong. It's not if you're Catholic or Jewish and you oppose it or not. It's not if you're pro-life or pro-choice. It's, do we believe the average American citizen who pays taxes should be paying for abortions, whether they're pro-life or pro-choice? That's the political issue. So what these GOP candidates need to do is not fall in the trap of being cornered into the wall talking about what they believe religious-wise. I have my own personal relationship with God. You think I'm going to bring that up in a debate? No, that's my personal relationship with God. Nobody needs to know, right? It's none of their business because it's not going to have any effect on policy. But am I opposed to taxpaying dollars? If you don't believe in abortion, you paid for people's abortions? That's a political issue that would be discussed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for broadcasting the show. Big thanks to Don working the dials. We also discussed in the first hour your question about an actual tie between Mitt Romney and Obama in this election. There's been a lot of buzz. What happens if there's an electoral college tie? I'm honestly surprised that we're at this point where it's not a landslide, where it's possibly neck and neck. And many political strategists have actually found that there's a way that the Electoral College could be tied right down the middle between Romney and Obama. And then what happens in that case? Well, many of you probably already know, I believe it's the 12th Amendment in the Constitution already accounts for that. Remember, the authors of the Constitution were pretty smart people. Right? They have their act together. They have, and that's the, if that's the case, the House of Representatives chooses the president and the Senate chooses the vice president. From what I understand, it's the newly elected House of Representatives. So if the Republicans maintain the House, Romney would then probably be president. If the Democrats maintain the Senate, Biden would be president. So if you guys see headlines of a Romney-Biden administration, it's not because Romney is thinking about dropping Ryan. It's because they're talking about an electoral college tie. Don't ask. That's just that's what they're talking about. Yeah, it's 269 to 269 electoral college. I am surprised that it's not an odd number. Don't we have like an odd number of Supreme Court justices? Why don't we have an odd number of Electoral College votes? That doesn't make too much sense to me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, college prices are up again. All right, barely college prices had remained stable for several years, and then they started to jump during the recession. And I guess, again, the College Board has reported that tuition and other costs increases outpace financial aid awards. They say the average price of tuition fees, room and board, after financial aid and tuition tax credits are deducted, has reached 12 grand at public four-year colleges for in-state students and 23 grand, 840 at private nonprofit institutions. They say for three decades, the cost of college has seemed to do nothing but climb faster than the cost of living based on full prices. They say that institutions publish. They say the amount known as the sticker price averaged $39,500 for private nonprofit colleges, $17,800 for public ones. Although most students pay less, they say the true net prices calculated by the College Board, about 4,000 institutions they looked at, adjusted for inflation, have risen swiftly. And this year's increase, less than 3%, but an increase, and they expect next year's to climb more than 4%. My big problem, also in terms of college prices, is for some reason a bachelor's degree is turning into a five-year program. When the heck did that happen? I thought most college programs in university programs is 4 years. And I'm being told by these teenagers that right out the door, they're being told that their bachelor's degree will take 5 years. 5 years. When did we add an extra whole year of college? And you're talking 17 plus grand a year? This is ridiculous. Now, remember I talked about the pendulum swinging. All right. Remember there was a time where, you had to have a high school diploma to get a job. Then you had to have a college diploma to get a job. It's gotten to the point right before the recession where too many kids actually went to college, and you started to see these kids with a college degree think, great, I got a degree, I could get a job. I mean, my degree was in biology with a minor in chemistry. Now, of course, I got that degree so I could go on to medical school, but what if I didn't get into medical school? All right? Okay, stop the comments. Okay, no, I didn't have to sleep with anybody. I got into medical school, all right? But what if I didn't? I would have had a degree in biology. What would that bought me? Not much. You can't do much with a degree in biology. I would have had to go for a master's, or I would have had to go for a PhD. A degree in biology would have done nothing, which is why I've been actually urging many students that if they're going to apply to medical school, and they aren't one of these straight A, busy beaver type of students who think there's a chance they may not get in, then pick your core degree to be in business or communications or something that you could then transfer and still get a job in while you're trying to apply for medical school the next year. I picked biology because the number one major that students had when they went into medicine was biology. Plus, I really dig that stuff. I thought it was cool. I loved plants and fish and dissecting animals and getting my chemistry and my botany. I just loved that stuff. So I had a great time in college. I loved my classes. It was exciting stuff. I wouldn't have even thought of taking anything else. Yes, I love marketing. I love business. But I was working while in college. I got a lot of that under my belt. I didn't think I needed to take classes. And I was confident that with my grades, I'd be able to get into medical school. And luckily, I did. But we have a problem where people are going to college, they're getting a degree, they're out there in the job market, and they're not getting a job. So my prediction, especially with, 17 grand a year for 4 years, are you kidding me? So we're looking at almost 70,000 for a basic four-year education, not to mention they want to throw that extra year to make some of these programs 5 years, to not guarantee you a job. How many kids are going to say, you want to know what? To heck with this. I think a lot. So what we're going to start seeing is not back to the high school diploma type of days, but what we're going to see is a lot of self-entrepreneurs. You're going to have people that are going to either drop out of school or not even start going into debt. And they're going to, start up their own businesses, try to do another eBay, try to, because they're hearing all these success stories. Now, also, keep in mind here, all right, we're going to college. we're sustaining debt. We think of debt a little differently now than we thought of debt 5 years ago, than we thought of debt 20 years ago. Now, when I started college, I was able to get my first credit card. Remember, Chase would give you these little pamphlets. You could get these pamphlets somewhere and get your credit card. Now, I come from a family who didn't believe in credit cards for years. My father said, if you can't afford it, don't buy it. Why would you borrow and pay 70% interest? So we weren't a big credit card family. But I figured I should get a credit card so I could up my credit history. I didn't realize that I'd have trouble getting an apartment or getting the power set up if I didn't have a credit history. So I got a credit card to get a credit history. And I paid that sucker off every month. I barely used it, but I paid it off every month, had a good credit history, was able to move forward. But over that next 20-year span, people really went crazy with credit cards. And they realized that being in debt wasn't that bad, because you could file for bankruptcy. We all were in debt. Nobody owned their house. Nobody owned their car, right? Everything was borrowed. You had credit card debt, and we all appeared to be in the same boat. And that fear of, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in debt, and oh, didn't seem to faze us until the recession hit, and we actually realized many of us are going to have to file for bankruptcy and lose our credit. Although, there was also a little psychological brief moment where many of us realized none of us have good credit. So then I guess it doesn't matter. And we found that people were able to still live in their houses before they were kicked out, and it was foreclosed on. So you had many people living on the bad credit, racking up their credit cards because they knew where they were filing for bankruptcy. So how we looked at debt have changed multiple times throughout the last 20 years, and even more so over the last few years. But remember, the pendulum is going to swing. Okay, we are going to, as we get out of this recession, and hopefully it's going to happen soon, okay, God willing, with, you know, a new administration, we are going to be starting back from scratch in terms of starting to buy again. And I don't think car companies or banks are going to turn us down based on having bad credit, because a lot of us have bad credit. But unfortunately, what that's going to do is it's going to teach our kids, well, I guess having bad credit and filing bankruptcy isn't that bad a thing, a deal, because you're still able to go and get new credit cards, houses, etc. That, once the recession improves and people start to buy, is going to change again. So these kids are looking at a potential 70 plus grand in debt for a 4-year college. I don't think many of them are going to want to enter debt again, the ones that are kind of smart and looking at what happens with debt, which means we're going to have a lot of people not going to college. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I promised to get to some of your emails, but we still have so much news to get to, and I promise we'll get to it this week. If I can't read your emails on air, I will try to privately read you your email. By the way, many of you are calling our phone answer line and asking for us to call back. And, you know, we do have, you know, engineers here that can call you and try to set you up so you could call live on our show. But remember, we are live 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time every day. Ideally, it would be great if you call then. We could answer your question then on air a lot easier than us trying to track you down. Because I know many of you, when you listen, by the time we call you back, you're either asleep or you're on your job, etc. So if you can, would love for you to call at 9 to noon. But if not, you could still leave your call on our answer line, and then we'll get to it the next day. If the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play in your city and you're only able to listen to it online, you can't get XM, etc., contact your news talk station and say, look, bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to my town. And Genesis Communications Network will make that happen. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Talk Superstation. Big thanks to XM Satellite Radio, as well as all my affiliates out there that are currently broadcasting the show. And a big thanks to you all for listening and tuning in. If you ever need news or or want to connect, please follow us on Facebook. Go to the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Find me, connect. That's me. And I don't really use my personal account much anymore. We use a Facebook page because we could have a lot more people connect to that, as well as Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. Love to be able to connect you with you there. All right, so the pharmacy linked to the meningitis deaths, right? State officials have found that they did fail to follow safety and quality procedures. State officials said Tuesday they found unclean conditions, including visible black specks of fungus in steroids and a leaking boiler near what was supposed to be a clean room at a pharmacy linked to the deadly outbreak. This is being reported by Fox News. Governor Deval Patrick said the state has moved to revoke the license of New England Compounding Center and three pharmacists that work there. He has also ordered the state pharmacy board that oversees similar companies to conduct surprise inspections. Thank you. That's the problem with this. If we think this is the only pharmacy that, had, a contamination, we're going to be very naive. There should be some sort of process where they're being inspected. Doctor's offices get inspected all the time by OSHA. We have to, day after day, and I don't blame us, and I want us to, be as clean as possible. Knowing that you could get inspected at any time, unfortunately, is the incentive to have many of these companies make sure they're following protocol. Now, luckily for us, it's very easy in a doctor's office. We have sterile equipment. Once they're unsterile, we clean, re-sterilize. You know, it's very simple to do. All right. Of course, a compounding pharmacy probably has, like I said, they have a clean room. They have to follow certain standards, but they're very easy. The standards are pretty easy to follow. There's easy things to do. State officials said a preliminary investigation found that the New England Compounding Center shipped orders from the lots of steroid shots suspected in the outbreak before its own tests came back confirming that the lots were sterile. So drugs went out 11 days before the test results came back. We've had 23 deaths already and hundreds of people affected by the steroid meningitis case. Officials also said the company in Framingham, which is just west of Boston, operated as a drug manufacturer by producing drugs for broader use rather than filling out specific prescriptions for specific doctors, which its license allowed. Now, Georgia, of course, had reported the first case. Tennessee, from what I understand, has the most amount of cases. I believe we have 304 cases now of meningitis. Like I said, 23 have died. So, obviously, this shows that, you know, we really need a better screening process and inspection process. From what I understand, they found dirty floors. Remember, this type of fungus, this Exorcohylum rostratum, is a fungus found in soil and plants. So how did this fungus get into sterile vials? What, did somebody drag it in? Did some debris get in? We don't know. They said that when they did inspect the pharmacy, they did detect signs of bleach decontamination. Maybe they tried to clean really quickly. They also found lapses in the use and maintenance of the autoclaves, which are used to kill contaminants. When we sterilize our equipment, we use autoclaves. So, as you can see, this was an absolute cluster. And it's a shame this had to happen to this degree. I'm just a little confused because OSHA, you know, usually comes and inspects doctor's offices. In fact, we have actually called OSHA to ask for a walkthrough. Every few years we do this, just in case there's anything new that they want us to do. Now, I remember when I first went into practice, people said, oh, no, you don't want to do that because then you're going to be on the red flag list. No, I want to know I'm doing it right. So we've actually called OSHA and said, will you please come in, do a walkthrough with us, see if we have anything that needs to be tightened up. And they will. You know, you need more, what are those called? Paper towels. Paper towel dispensers. You should probably have an extra paper towel dispenser here so somebody doesn't have to walk from the sink to the paper towel dispenser. You should probably, some of the ladies, like when we have eczema in the winter, I don't like to use paper towel. I like to use a towel to dry my hands. All right. But how do you protect that's only your towel and somebody else is going to use use your towel. So, you know, use your towel in your own private bathroom if you wash your hands. Make sure you have the, you know, there's little things that always need fine tuning. And that's what we do. We ask OSHA to come by, walk us through, make sure we did this right, and whatever we need to correct, we correct, come back through again, make sure we're good. And we do that every few years. And I think it's great. I mean, again, I'm not a doctor to just say I'm a doctor and be able to come to work, you know, and get to do rectal exams and I don't know, you know, write out prescriptions. I'm a doctor because I want to help people. And if I thought that there was something that was going to hurt people, why would I even have that establishment? So you want to do things right. And I'm really surprised that this halfway ship shop shot type of stuff, I got to be very careful with my S words on the air, could even occur. Now, this is an interesting study. For those who join us, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. There's a study saying people with sleep apnea may actually suffer less heart damage during a non-fatal heart attack than those without the condition. All right, now remember, obstructive sleep apnea is where you cut off your air supply in your sleep because your airway becomes narrowed, you have big tonsils, maybe a large tongue, you're sleeping on your back, the tongue goes to the back, could be the way your jaw is, fat in the neck, etc. But this study, led by lead investigator Dr. Naomi Shah from Pulmonary Sleep Lab, found that patients who had apnea actually seemed to have some sort of a protection in terms of heart attack. They looked at 130 heart attack patients. Median age was 58. They say people with the condition were older than those, you know, 62 versus 52. And they said they had lower levels of troponin T, which is a marker for heart cell death. Now, how could that happen? How could somebody who has sleep apnea, a condition that causes heart attacks, have a better chance of surviving than a person that didn't? Now, is it because they're being treated? Is it because people with sleep apnea are already people going to the doctor, maybe getting cholesterol medication? What is it? You know, I don't know. But I thought that was a very intriguing study. What are we going to do with this? Not too sure. But interesting nonetheless. All right, another study came out saying makeup, hairspray, these chemicals with phthalates. Excuse me, I'm hiccuping, which we talk about a lot on the show. Phthalates, you know, with chemicals like cosmetics, etc., have been found to trigger early menopause. We found that it could cut menopause by about 2.3 years. Now, ladies, I know you're all excited. Don't start kicking off the makeup and breathing in your hairspray. All right, early menopause has been linked to stroke. It has been linked to cancer, heart disease, bone loss, etc. So we are too excited about early menopause, even though I can't wait to reach it. But interesting how a lot of our cosmetics could do that. What are we getting into our system? Makes you wonder. All right, guys, don't go away. I have another hour coming up. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be safe and God bless.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.